The Togiak Sacro herring fishery is entering its second week, and fishermen still have 14,000 tons of herring quota available to them. The harvest through Sunday was just over 13,000 tons, and the total quota available is over 27,800. Tim Sands is the ADFNG area management biologist in charge of the fishery. He confirms that fishermen are still finding some good quality herring.
We're plugging along. We're taking a little bit less fish per day than the 2,600 tons we thought was our daily capacity, and there's a couple of reasons for that. As far as I can tell, they're still catching fish, and maybe not quite as much as they want, but they're catching fish and moving along to the quota, and hopefully we'll have several more days of good enough fishing that they get close to where they want to be.
Sands doubts fishermen will catch the full quota based on the current processing capacity and the fact that the six processors participating in the fishery indicated pre-season that they didn't need the full quota. The purse seine harvest through Sunday was just over 9.3 thousand tons of herring. That leaves that gear group about 10,000 tons short of their quota of 19.5 thousand. The gillnet harvest through Sunday was just over 3.6 thousand tons, which is well short of their quota of 8.3 thousand. The gillnet fishery has been open until further notice since the Togiak Sacro herring fishery got underway on Sunday, April 27th. The purse seine fishery had set fishing time, but Sunday, Sands extended that fishery until further notice. He says that's because there are no longer concerns the gillnet fleet will be shut out of the market for their fish. Sands confirms there are 17 seine vessels participating in this year's fishery, along with 24 gillnetters. That's a little less participation than the Department of Fish and Game was led to believe there would be pre-season. Sands says that's likely due to the rumored low price fishermen are expecting this year for Togiak herring.
For the gillnetters, that was a big deal. Several people dropped out because they started thinking about, well, is it worth it at this price? And decided it wasn't.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has been flying regular aerial surveys of the Togiak District. Sands confirms the latest survey was Sunday.
I wouldn't say we saw a lot of spawn. We saw a little bit of spawn at Summit Island. We saw places where there was probably washed out spawn.
On Sunday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game opened up an additional area for the gillnet fleet. Sands confirms that was done at the request of fishermen.
We did get a request yesterday from industry asking for more gillnet area. As I said, we saw a large mass of fish on the east side of Kalukuk Bay, outside of Kalukuk Bay. And so the request was made by them to give that additional area, open that additional area. And so we did that yesterday. I don't know that anybody's gone over there to fish. And we certainly warn people that if they do want to go over there and fish, they should test first to make sure that there's good quality fish there, not just start fishing for production. Because it could be spawn outs over there. But yeah, that was all prompted by a request from industry.
In years past, many fishermen and processors participating in the Togiak fishery would move to the west of Security Cove to harvest herring, but that likely won't happen this year. Sands says there was a lot of herring spawn in the cove when they took a look last Friday.
I have heard no interest from anybody about going to Security Cove, and my guess is at this point it's probably mostly spawn outs up there anyway.
The ongoing Togiak Sacro herring fishery is the first commercial fishery of the season in Bristol Bay, and it features the largest herring quota in the state. At last report, there were six processors still participating in the fishery. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.